Hello, tailoring talkers. Excuse my bunged up voice. I've had this COVID flu-y thing for the last week or so, and it's really knocked me for six. But at least you don't need to put up with it, because we've got part two of my chat with John Mendes, our social media superstar. This is another half hour of amazing tips and what John calls ninja tricks. More how to leverage AI to create content. John's rule of 7 hours, so long versus short form content. John talks about using both podcasting and podcast guesting to build your mentor group and create a powerful network. John also talks about the impact of embracing networking, focusing on value over going viral, and realizing your natural talents and how to monetize them, and much, much more besides. So there's another half hour segment to come on Tuesday. And if you listen to part one, if you didn't, please do go back to it. But there's just so much value that John gives, and it's so teachable. No matter what you do for your career living, whether you're a content creator, someone in a marketing role or a sales role, someone who owns your own business, a solopreneur, there is so much value in what John shares. That I split the episode up into three parts because I really wanted you to absorb and learn all of the teaching points that he has to give. So here's part two of my chat with social media superstar John Mendes, who is also the host of the Walk to Wealth podcast. Enjoy.
I'd rather bet on myself, because that's the only time you ever have any full freedom, full control of your life is when you do bet on yourself. And so for me, you know, being as young as I am and a go-getter and, you know, hungry to, I knew I had big aspirations. I didn't know what they were really at the time, but I just knew I wanted big, right? I just knew I wanted more in life than the average person. And so I was like, okay, let me just run with it and see where I can go. And, you know, as I feel like strongly now, like for anyone that's, and I'm not too exactly sure what age group your listeners are, but for anyone out there that is a teenager and is contemplating whether or not you want to go to college, if you have a passion, or, you know, you might have not found your purpose in life yet, but if you have some type of passion, something you love to do that you're considering diving into, literally just start a podcast and then reach out to a bunch of people and say, hey, I would love to interview on my show. You don't have to become like an actual podcaster like me or Roberto. Now, you could just use it to interview people. Then just upload the interviews to YouTube so that the guests don't feel like they were scammed out of their time. And then literally that's it. You can get access to so many people, and you could pretty much get almost free one-on-one mentorship by reaching out to people and saying, hey, you know, I would love for you to be a guest on my show. And now if you decide to grow that and take it seriously, then you're going to have access to reach even, you know, more skilled and more successful people in that field to get more insight. And then you could decide whether or not you actually want to turn a podcast into something serious, or decide that, hey, I got the information that I needed, and just I'm going to use this and either go a different route or use this and try to figure it out on my own. It's like, there's really no point now. And you mentioned Wade Goh. He's also speaking at my virtual summit that I'm doing in March. So it's like,
oh my
it's
God.
Really a it's a small world, because you get into this world of like people that are successful, and somehow, some way, you know a guy that knows a guy. And now you just kind of like your secondary and, you know, third-ish connections or whatever. It's like, you know, all these people, you have access to all these people without ever even realizing it. And then let's say, you get one A-lister on your podcast. Now you can tap into that world. And now you use that one A-lister. And it's like, hey, I interviewed so-and-so. Like, let's say I interviewed John Lee Dumas, right? He was really big in a podcasting space. Well, now I have pretty much access, not direct access, but I can have a reason to reach out to all the guests that's been on his show, because now from the perception sake, from the eyes of the people just see that we're on the same show. We're somehow like a little equal or around the same level. So it's like you could easily get access to the people who can teach you more than going to school by, you know, getting into networking and podcasting and things like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's funny because I was talking to my wife on the way home earlier, because I just was
joshing around some business ideas and, you know, kind of the two things that we really want to focus on in 2023, because 2022 was our best year ever. And a lot of people assume that the reason for that is just because more people came and found you and your transaction, you know, the amount of business you did went up and so on. And it's just a normal kind of salesy type thing. I'm not explaining that very well, but hopefully you kind of get the sentiment of what I mean. Yeah. And that actually is not why we had our best year ever last year. The reason we had our best year ever last year was because at the end of 2021, and I talk about this on some of the podcast episodes around that time. Mm. And in fact, we actually did a podcast episode where myself and someone who in the early days was on quite frequently, my friend Artif Ghaffar, I said, you know what I'm going to do this year? I've never networked in my life. Whenever I get invited to networking events, I don't want to go. Because I don't like walking into a room full of big people, like a big room full of a lot of people, because I'm not confident enough to go talking to people and introducing myself. I just don't like doing it. But what I'm going to do this year is when people ask me to go to these kinds of things, I'm just going to say yes. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to say yes, and I will deal with the consequences afterwards. And let's just see where we go with this. And the first couple times were... Okay, let's face it, they're a bit of a disaster. But then gradually, within a short space of time, I'd say, I just kind of fell into a couple of groups that were the right sort of place. And it just went like fire. And I was interviewing with Darren Kidd. So his episode went out last week recently. And again, if you've not connected with Darren yet, you definitely should. He is, oh my God. I mean, the way he describes himself, he's like a chihuahua on heat or steroids or something.
Yeah.
But he is an amazing guy. What was I talking about?
networking.
Yeah, the object, right. So, but I still can't, I don't know why I was mentioning Darren. I've got no idea. Why was I mentioning Darren?
Connections, networking, he taught you something maybe? Yeah, you interviewed him?
I don't know.
You met him at a networking meeting?
My brain is like, everything's going off in here.
But, so I was going to say, one of the reasons I started my podcast too, that I normally don't share, not that it's something secretive or anything, just not as good as a story, but like one of the reasons is because I'm the same way, where I'm the type of person where I'm telling you a story, I'll tell you six other stories that have nothing to do with a main story. And by the time I get back to the main story, I didn't even know what the main story was in the first place. So it's like podcasting was my way to kind of narrow down my storytelling and work on it and improve, because eventually in the future I want to write a book. And so it's like, okay, I gotta make sure I'm not just in here rambling, because I need to be able to listen to these episodes and make sense of what I was saying, so I can have a story to write once it comes book writing time. So I'm the same exact way, so I understand how you feel.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I have no idea where Darren sort of popped out from, but anyway, go check his episode out and reach out to him via our network thing, because like you should definitely interview him. I know he would love you for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so by saying yes to opportunities, by saying yes to people who are approaching me, can I be a guest on your podcast? I wasn't really seeing it. You know, at the start, it was like, okay, do I want this person on my show? You know, how cool are they? Will it get my numbers up? I had to put all of that aside and say, you know, just don't think it. Just say yes and just see what happens. And that was the fundamental change in 2022. It's one simple thing. Just say yes to stuff. Yeah. And it has just opened up my world. It really has. It's brought so many amazing people in. And, you know, it's like you said, it's like, you know, I'm that guy that knows a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy, right? So whatever you need, I can reach out confidently and find someone. So, you know, it helps you to start becoming a connector, which is also very, very powerful.
Yeah, I know it's just a coincidence, but like I had the same thing for my 2022. So like financially was probably one of the worst years for me. And because I was in trying to do all these different endeavors, I was trying to do the real estate, the social media, the podcast, and all these different things all at the same time. Because, you know, I'm hungry, I'm young, and I got energy. I think I can do it all. And I was smacked in the face. I was very naive thinking I could do all of that at the same time. I had to realize that I can't do all of it at the same time yet. And the key word is yet, because I can in the future. But right now, I have to double down and focus on one thing. And I decided for it to be the podcast. But I say all that to say that one thing I did do right last year, and I think I have the, you know, the crown for, you know, top networker. I went to so many conferences. I met so many amazing people. I interviewed a ton of amazing people. You know, I just made so many amazing connections and cultivated, you know, not just made the connection, but I actually cultivated a lot of these connections. Because a lot of time people go to networking meetups and then it's like, oh, hey, reach out to me. And then it's like, you know, reach out. And then you see me at the next networking meetup. And it's like, hey, you know, remember last time we were supposed to go out for lunch? And then you never go out for lunch again. No, I was, you know, making so many connections and then cultivating a lot of these connections. So one thing I did very well last year as well, similar to you, is I just, you know, I was going to the networking events. I was going to little dinner events. I was showing up to little get-togethers in the socials and went to conferences for the first time, some of which I went on my own. Like I flew on a plane before, but I never flew by myself. Like I never went somewhere, you know, let alone across the state by myself. So it's like, you know, I traveled, I went out there, I put myself out there, and it's definitely paying off.
That's so awesome to hear. And, you know, we're only at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Just think now that you're in it, right? You're in the car, you're driving, you got your foot on the gas. Just think where you're going to be by the end of 2023. It's just so exciting. Like, I can't wait to check back in with you. You know, I know you and I are going to keep in touch for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So swinging back to Walk to Well, so you drop out of college, you get all of this started. So teaching social media to would-be entrepreneurs or people who are maybe struggling and are trying to get to grips with how to market themselves and market their business and be discoverable. When did that start and how did that start? Did you start doing that in person? How did you start to kind of find people to market yourself? Because really, you have to do... You had to walk it first before you could teach it.
So funny story, I actually didn't walk it first before I started teaching it. That's I'll tell you how that happened. So I'll give a little bit of context, right? A lot of the times we have skills within us, these innate skills that we find second nature and that we don't put any value on because they come so easy to us. Mm-hmm. But other people from the outside looking in, a lot of strangers tend to have a very good idea at a very good like sense for what you're good at. That you may not see. And it was one of those things where I didn't think I was a social media expert or a marketing guy. I knew when I was in school, I wanted to get into the marketing field, but I was taking general education courses. So it's not like I even took any marketing courses yet. So I didn't really have any marketing experience at all. But me being young, so I'm 21. And as I said, I got into real estate. And one thing I did well was I networked. So I was in a lot of mastermind calls and things like that. And so there's one called Early Birds Talking Real Estate, which is on Clubhouse. Now, I no longer attend because real estate is not my focus anymore, so there's no point. Yeah. When I used to attend, it was from 6:30 a.m. to 7, and I would be down there every morning. And normally, I'm in the gym at that time. And so I can never present because anyone that goes to the gym knows that there's always some, you know, random guy or, you know, just grunting awkwardly and weights dropping. And there's so many weird noises in the gym. So I always just listen. I never actually participate. But one day, they were talking about social media. So I was like, hey, I actually got a couple things. And I made a quick Facebook post of 5 simple tips, and I forget what they were. I need to remember because a lot of the time people ask me. So I need to figure out what they were, but it was 5 simple tips. And I thought they were super simple. Like it wasn't none of this ninja AI stuff I'm telling you about. Like it was, I feel very, very like beginner level. Because at the time I didn't even start posting reels and stuff like that yet. So this was before I was really knowledgeable on social media marketing. And then one of the hosts of the calls was like, hey, John, do you mind teaching a class on this? And so for me, instead of saying yes, I said, I never taught a class before. She was like, John, tell us when you want it scheduled. Now I was like, I can't say no twice to this opportunity. So I figured it out. I probably spent more time learning how to use MailChimp and send out email invites to the class than actually preparing for the class because this was my first time doing any of that stuff. And then the first class ended up getting 440 signups. It was like, I think I checked right before I even went live. It was like 380 right before I went live. Like another 60 or so signed up after because they wanted the replay. And so I was 200 people live in my very first class. I had butterflies. I knew I was intermittent fasting that morning because when I get nervous, my stomach, I can't eat. So it's like, yeah. I made sure not to eat so that my stomach wouldn't give me any reason or any trouble. And like, my stomach had super butterflies that morning. And then, you know, I started presenting and like three slides in, I had everything written out, right? What I was going to say, everything. Three slides in, I just got in the zone. I knew what I was talking about because I spent time preparing for the class. Yeah. I practiced, I lost sleep like the couple nights before. And that class went super well. And that just kind of, in their eyes, promoted me to the social media expert of the group. So like now everyone knows. And that led to my second class, which is on intro to TikTok. And I had another 400 plus signups, another 185 people live. And then I got interviewed a couple of times and I taught a class for my real estate office for the whole entire office. And that just started opening doors to start teaching people social media. And then I started using it myself. And I remember in August, I was doing my very first class. I was teaching it again to a group of dual career realtors down in Maryland, but it was over Zoom.
Yeah.
And I was reteaching the first class. Now, this is after I had posted close to 200 plus reels and generated a whole bunch of views. And now I was just going back and I was reading some of the bullet points and stuff that I read. And it's funny looking back at the things that you were teaching when it was just from things you learned from researching versus things you actually experienced. And so it's like I was going back to my class and it was like one slide, I would say like one thing. And then I would actually change it because I was like, hey, now I actually tried that out. This is a better way to do it. Or hey, no, actually, I wouldn't recommend doing that anymore because there was an update to the algorithm. And so it's like now after a certain point in time, I just started getting super comfortable with it and just started posting a ton of content. So that's kind of how I got into the social media marketing space.
Wow.
Yeah.
but that's the thing, right? You know, like you were already an expert.
Yeah.
It didn't matter that you hadn't taught it before.
Yeah.
You already had it in you. It just took someone to point that out to you. And also exactly. Just basically to stick a gun to your back and say, you're teaching this class, right? So get on with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure it out. Like, okay, I better figure it out. Exactly. But that's so awesome.
But I said yes, right? I could have said no again, right? But I said yes, and I went through with it, and it definitely paid off.
Yeah, absolutely. So, God, there's so much I want to ask you, and I don't even know where to start because I'm trying to keep some structure to this. If you've ever listened to, you probably haven't, but if you've listened to our Bondathon episodes, because we're watching the James Bond movies in order, and then we do a massive review on each one once a month, there's really? No structure. Those episodes go completely all over the place and out of control.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, you thought I was a bit nuts earlier. Listen to one of them. Oh my God, there is really, honestly, there are so many questions flying around in my head right now. I don't even know where to start. So, let's talk about things like, you know, one thing I know a lot of people worry about are their views, their likes, why the content that they're putting out is not getting enough traction. For me, I've kind of got over all of that. I don't really care because the thing in my business is I don't actually, for my day job, I don't need the entire world to know about me. Yeah. I need the right people to know about me. So that's kind of the journey I'm on. I'm experimenting with content to see what hits with the niche that I'm trying to find. So that means that I don't need 20,000 likes on a post because out of 20,000, maybe only one of them is going to be the sort of person that I want to actually be talking to.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this, this means that you can't, that you, you know, this doesn't mean that I've just given you permission not to hit the like button when you see anything that I put on Instagram, etc. Make sure you hit it because I still have an ego. But but being serious, so I'm kind of not as hang up, but I speak to a lot of people who will tell me, oh my God, you're killing it. I'm not. Like my reels get a lot of views, but reels don't get likes for some reason.
Yeah.
People don't tend to hit that heart button. But yeah, sorry. Anyway, so where was I going? So for me personally, I'm just trying to focus on creating as much content as I can with the time that I have.
Yeah.
And just getting out there and being consistent. So quality and consistency is what I'm trying to do, and to just keep showing up every single day, because I don't know what might go viral for me one day. It might never, ever happen. Or there might be one piece of content that I create that's the one that just resonates with a lot of people. But a lot of other people don't have that patience. They are kind of like, you know, I've been on YouTube, or I've been posting to my channel, and I see this in a lot of forums as well and Facebook groups, where YouTube particularly, it's like, you know, I've been on YouTube and I've got 10 videos up, and then I got like 120 subscribers in the first week, and now it's really slowed down, and now I'm thinking, what's the point of doing this anymore? And I'm kind of like, but you've only been doing it for a couple of minutes. What would your approach be to people who are in that kind of quandary?
Yeah, so the first thing is, and I'm not sure what the name is, so I'll just give my own name. So Rule of 7 Hours, right? And this is something I learned while looking up social media, you know, tactics and strategies. Pretty much what it means is that in order for someone to feel as if they like, know, and trust you, they need to consume about 7 hours worth of your content. So now, knowing that, now you have to ask yourself, so where do I begin? So if you're going to get to 7 hours worth of content, doing reels and TikTok, things like that, you're going to get burned out, right? And now let's look at this. Like, let's say you do a 30-second reel and you only got a 50%, you know, average viewer duration on your video. So that's 15 seconds, right, worth of content that they just consume with the viewers. Now, let's say you have a 5-minute video and they watch, you know, only, I don't know, let's say 10% of your, you know, or like, let's say 20%, right? That's like 30 seconds to 1 minute worth of content. So you'll get a lot faster with long form content if you just started to focus. So that's where you want to do first, is focus on long form. Now, we mentioned AI earlier. So now this is where you start getting a little ninja. If you are someone that already has a business, or you have something that you're selling or promoting, or you have something that you're working on, or you kind of already know the brand that you are reaching out to, let's say, for example, I'm just going to use real estate, just because I kind of understand real estate. Although that's not my focus, I still understand it. So for lack of a better example, I just use real estate. So right, let's say I'm selling houses, right? I could say, hey, ChatGPT, and you put in this prompt, act as if you're a social media marketer or social media influencer, right? And then say, now create an outline for a 30-minute video on why home prices, I mean, buying a house is the best option in terms of building wealth, right?
Hey, sorry, outline. John, is this stuff that you're typing into this app, or
you're typing it in. Okay. You're typing it in.
So it's not like C3PO or something standing there and you're like, okay, I need you to behave like a realtor now. And then, right, okay, act as if.
Yeah,
okay, you're typing this into an application.
Yeah, for now, at least. There might be a robot sooner or later. I don't know, but hopefully there's not any robots soon. That'll be a little creepy. But for now, it's just a website.
Right.
And you just type in and create a 30-minute outline. Now, the information is limited because it's only been fed information up to 2021. So you'll still have to fact check everything, right? Don't just go based off the outline, but it'll give you a good idea, right? Mm-hmm. And then for the outline, let's say it says 3 points, you know, point number one, it helps, you know, lower your tax deduction. Point number two, appreciation. Point number three, whatever, random example. But let's say then you get point number one and say, all right, now go give me some more information on this. And then it'll break that down. So now there you have your outline, right? So that's one 30-minute video. So what you want to do now, make sure it's fact checked once it's all good. Now you just have your prompt right there. You don't have to think of much, right? And if you want to get a little more ninja, there's this website called Answer the Public, and it shows you what people are looking up for on Google.
Yeah, I actually was on there last night. And yeah. That, you know, here's another tip, because there's a subscription version, right? Where you can then get like however many searches per day or whatever. But on the free version, you get up to 3 searches per day, but within each search. So Answer the Public, you basically just put a keyword in for what you want to talk about. So for me, it's suits, or it might be smart casual is a big thing at the moment because of the, you know, varying degrees and levels of dress in the workplace today. But then when you do that, you need to make sure you scroll down, because it puts them this big wheel of the most asked questions on the web based on your subject. Sorry, John, I've just taken over. Check me if I'm saying anything that's wrong, because hopefully this will
You're hitting everything out of money. Yeah, you're hitting everything out of money.
So like the first wheel, it just shows you spiraling out from the center all of the most popular questions that are being asked on Google, etc. today. But then if you scroll down further, it will then show you two more wheels, and one's like what, why, where, when questions. So what is business casual? Why would you wear business casual, et cetera? It's all variations on the same kind of thing. And then when you go down, it gives you another set of kind of WH stuff, but you can't save any of that unless you're subscribed. So what I did is I screenshotted each wheel.
You could also print as a PDF.
Oh, yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah, that's the idea. You just print as a PDF, and then now you have it saved. The whole thing is just saved as a PDF.
Yeah, yeah. I interrupted you. So you answer the public is a great one when you're trying to write content as well, to try and hit the right kind of... Because what you're doing, when we're creating content, we're really trying to create answers to questions that people are asking.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly, 100%. You're trying to answer the question that your ideal avatar is asking. Right now, I'm assuming that you already have an ideal avatar, but we'll continue. Right, so you could just take those questions from Answer the Public and put them into your ChatGPT prompt. Right, just take that and plug it in, and they'll create something specifically on that for you. Again, make sure to fact check it. But now that you have that, right, you record your 30-minute video. Now you can hop on Zoom, just press record. If Zoom is free, I think for the free account, you can record up to 45 minutes. So yeah, you can start off with Zoom, and then you can record that video, use it as a prompt. Now what you do is you take the video. That's your YouTube video right there. Boom, easily. That's your YouTube video. Then you take the audio. Boom, that's your podcast episode right there. Instantly. Now you have your own podcast without even having to do much work, right? Then you take the audio file, you put it into a software like Otter AI. And what Otter is a transcription. Yeah, it's a transcription service, so for anyone that doesn't know. So you put the audio file in, and it'll transcribe everything for you, right? Well, now you have that transcription. Well, you could just have to make sure you reread it, make sure it looks all good. And then you put it into something like QuillBot or something like, there's Jasper AI is another good one. These are all the tools that help you write, you know, content. And that's now you have blog posts. And you could just take your thing and just chop it up. Now you can probably chop that up into like 3 or 4 like mini blogs. You can just do one like really big blog post, right? So now you have a bunch of blog posts that you got. Now on YouTube directly, it shows you. You can make shorts from your video directly off of YouTube, off the app. So like you could cut portions, and now that's going to be your shorts right there. And within YouTube.
Yeah. So I saw this in our creator account on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I saw the tab for create short, and I was just like, what? Like, so I click this button, and it lets me pick 30 seconds out of the entire video, and then that's it. I did that. I have no idea where that 30-second video is.
It's probably somewhere. I'm not too sure if you got it lost in your draft somewhere, but maybe. As long as you hit publish, it should be there, and you can add music as well. Right. So now you have, from that one 30-minute video, you have close to easily over 15 digital assets that you can create from that one video across multiple platforms, right? That you could use, and it could get more in depth or more, you know, simple depending on how much you're willing and able to take on, and if you have any leverage in terms of like people on your team to maybe help you out with some of this stuff. So it gets way more complicated if you want to get really into the weeds, but that's an easy trick that anyone can use to instantly make it seem as if they're, you know, like a miniature Gary V almost.
Yeah, because this is what I started to realize over the last few months, that so, you know, I know that I need to create written content for our website, for our blog. I need to create written content on LinkedIn, because I need to keep continuing to try and engage and, you know, shine a light on what we do with the business community there, because that's really our kind of target audience. Like, if I could choose only one social media to be on, like I could only have one, probably LinkedIn would be the number one for my business anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I need to create, you know, post content for Instagram. Then it's shorts, reels, long form video, et cetera, et cetera. And what I realize is take these podcast episodes, for example, which can be anything from 45 minutes, like an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. So with Vinny, I don't know if you know Vinny Potestivo. So Vinny, back in the 90s, he's like one of the fathers of reality TV as it's known today. So like all the shows like back in the day that first came out that were like reality TV in its infancy, The Osbournes, Newlyweds, Laguna Beach, I think things like Pimp My Ride and so on, because he was a talent executive for MTV. And so Vinny's episode, I actually cut it down and it's still just under 2 hours. But the amount of teaching points, and the same with Darren as well from last Friday's episode. Like Darren's episode was probably about an hour and a quarter, I think, maybe just over an hour. But he had, oh my God, dozens, if not like over 100 teaching points. It was like wham, 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 wham. Like you could break that up. I could break that whole video up into 30 second chunks. And each one would have a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am teaching point. And so if I'm 80 episodes of the podcast in, and we've been recording probably the last, I don't know, 30 maybe on Zoom.
Yeah. So
if you, let's just say I could create 50, let's say I could create 20 pieces of content in different forms from those, whatever I just said, 30 episodes. That's over 600 pieces of individual content. But in how much time using... So I've not done anything with any of it yet, apart from posting 5 of them up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the number of hours that it would take to do that. But the tools that you've just given me and given everybody that's listening, and will be reading this one day too, and watching, mean that actually what I was thinking was going to take days and weeks to do, I could probably do in what do you think? Hours?
You could make a year's worth of content in a day. If you really sat down, if you like, and by a day, I mean 24 hours. So you might have to stay up the entire day. So let's say 2 days if you need some sleep. But then you could easily make a year's worth of content and one 24-hour session. Whether you break that up into a couple of days or not, you know, that's entirely up to you. But in 24 hours, you could easily, because look at it like this. Think of it. You do 12 one-hour podcast interviews, right? Mm-hmm. That's 12 pieces of content. From each one-hour podcast interview, you could easily get 30 clips from there, right? So here's where it gets a little more fancy. If you want to invest a little bit of money, Riverside FM, and they have a feature where you can mark clips through while you're recording. So it's like you get 30 clips from each one. Now 12 times 3, you do the math. That 36. Is 360 right there. That's 360 pieces of content for shorts and reels right there for 12 hours of video, pretty much. Now, that's just the very simple. Now, each of those podcasts, as I said, you can turn those into several blog posts each. You can then also turn the one-hour videos into mini videos that you can put onto YouTube and things like that. You can take those different videos and the mini videos and turn those into carousel posts for your reels. You could take that and make quotes to post on in your social media and things like that. You can take that and easily spin it off into so many different ways. Now you want to get a little more extra ninja. You take your podcast transcriptions. Now you make an ebook of your top 10 lessons from, you know, successful entrepreneurs, right? Now you have literally an ebook that you're writing. Now you're a published author, right?
Yeah.
Now you're a super professional almost essentially. And then you're going to probably, from all of that, you'll probably get opportunities to start being a guest on, you know, maybe other shows or opportunities to other outlets to media. So it's like for one day worth, one full 24 hours worth of, you know, content creation, you could easily make over a year's worth of content and, you know, not have to break a sweat or think twice about it. You just have to make sure you press upload.
Yeah. And think about it, you know, in terms of outreach as well. So, for example, let's take LinkedIn as an example. Let's say we have 30 pieces of content we've created out of one. LinkedIn, my most successful articles get 1,000, 2,000 views.
Yeah.
And if I've suddenly got 30 pieces of content to get out there and they're all kind of quite short, snappy, but high value content, I've suddenly reached 30,000 people. It doesn't matter if they're the same 1,000 people repeated 30 times. What matters is that there's this intense focus on you all of a sudden. And the other thing I was thinking about when you were talking there was that, you know, we talked again a couple times about compressing time. So, you know, how can you do an hour of work in 30 minutes? How could you do a week of work in a couple days? I think if you said to me, Bobby, look, I'm going to show you how you could get 365 days of content done, but I need you to work for the next 24 hours. But I'll give you 365 days worth of content. I'd say to you, John, I'm ready. let me just take a shot of caffeine directly into my vein, but I'm ready. Charge me up.
Now here's the beauty of it, right? If you have someone on your team, for example, you have a VA. Now you get that 1 year of content in 12 hours because all you have to do is show your face and talk. And then your VA does all the ninja stuff, right? Yeah. So now you're getting a year's worth of content in 12 hours instead of 24. Because once you show your face and do the talking, the VA will handle all that stuff, assuming they know how to do it. You teach them one good time, right? And then your whole rest of your year, your content calendar is filled from that same day living into the next year and then some.
Wow. This is so powerful for people who are just starting out, never mind people who are kind of, you know, a couple miles down the road like we are. We're gonna have to chop this up. You realize that, right?
Chop this up.
We got plenty of co-authored content. That's the other thing, co-authored content. I've been talking a lot about co-authored content with a lot of my guests as well, and with some clients, because there's such a power in co-authored content, because co-authored content means then suddenly you're pulling two networks together.
Yeah.
Your network's getting eyes on me. My network's getting eyes on you. I mean, what we're doing right now is co-creating, right? Or co-authoring. Yeah. We're co-authoring this episode of this podcast. Wow.
That was part two. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to connect with John, I'll put the link in the show notes, but you can go to www.bit.ly/walk2wealthgift. That's bit.ly/walk2wealthgift. And you can download John's Beginner's Guide to Entrepreneurship for free. Thank you so much for joining John and I on this episode. Don't forget, Tony and Talk is on Instagram at Tony and Talk Podcast. You can join us there for updates on new episodes, and I love feedback. So email me at tonyandtalkpodcast@gmail.com. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Click the share button in your player to send this episode to someone you know who might get some help or be inspired by John today. If you're enjoying Tailoring Talk and want to support the show, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Roberto Rivera. Have a great week. Be good to each other. I'll have part 3 for you on Tuesday.